This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick.
I'm Madeline Brand. Coming up, a guy who can't get a date creates his own website, and now he's hot, or at least dateable.
First, Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice travels to Asia this week for talks on North Korea. Once, this country sent jazz great Dizzy Gillespie abroad as a cultural diplomat. The University of Southern California recently marked the 50th anniversary of that tour. NPR's Karen Grigsby Bates reports.
Dusk is falling as an assortment of people line up patiently to enter USC's Bovard Auditorium.
Hi. You're going to be in the first balcony. Go to your right.
What brings them all here tonight is a concert by the university's student jazz band. They're playing music made famous by Dizzy Gillespie as he crossed the globe as an American cultural ambassador. USC has just inaugurated a master's program in cultural diplomacy, person-to-person outreach done by artists and entertainers. Just outside the auditorium, Professor Nicholas Call explains why the school decided to add cultural diplomacy to its curriculum.
There are scholars who've always been interested in it, but the reason that somebody's prepared to pay me to do this is because of 9/11 and because the United States has woken up to the need to really communicate more effectively with the rest of the world.
Call says even hostile countries can relate to artists. The State Department realized this in 1956 when it asked Gillespie and his band to tour. Bandleader and composer Quincy Jones recalls putting the tour together at Gillespie's request. It wasn't, he recalls, a London, Paris, Rome kind of agenda.
They sent us all these places you've seen on the news now. It's Iran and Iran, Damascus and Syria, Beirut, Lebanon, Istanbul. It was unbelievable.
The band became so popular on tour that at one point, the State Department rerouted them to Athens, where Cypriot students were stoning the American embassy. They went, expecting a rough night of it, and, says Jones, were astonished to discover something else.
They stormed the stage afterwards, you know, was scared to death, trust me. And they run up on the stage, and they grab Dizzy and put him on their shoulder, and they say, Dizzy, Dizzy, Dizzy. That's the power of what the music is about.
Nick Call says Gillespie's insistence on playing with local bands wherever he went had an effect at both ends.
And their music changed, and his music changed. It was a mutually transforming experience, and that's one of the things that was so exciting and so special about those tours. And maybe it's something that is missing in some of today's cultural interactions when the United States goes overseas.
Gillespie's manager and friend, Charles Fishman, recalled how foreign audiences would line up to tell him how they followed jazz on Voice of America radio.
They said that the Voice of America jazz was their lifeline to hope that one day they would be free, and that jazz inherently represents what this country is supposed to be about: freedom, democracy, diversity, and unity.
Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice, herself a classical pianist, sent a congratulatory video message that acknowledged how potent such cultural outreaches can be.
Even at a time when liberty was denied here in America, a time that I remember well as a girl growing up in the segregated city of Birmingham, Alabama, the music of Dizzy Gillespie spoke the language of freedom. This liberating power of jazz resonated here at home, and it had great appeal to millions of people around the world.
Professor Adam Clayton Powell III's father, Harlem Congressman Adam Clayton Powell Jr., was the catalyst behind the 56th Gillespie tour. Powell the younger says he hears echoes of that in this evening.
What we have here tonight is sort of in a very different form, the same kind of combination of really interesting music that attracts people, and then they hang around for the discussion of the politics. They may hate our policies, but they love our music.
Earlier compositions. Matter of fact, one of my only compositions. A Night in Tunisia.
Karen Grigsby Bates, NPR News, Los Angeles.